You've been a big proponent of the renovation and the revitalization of Mount Vernon. Maybe take a minute and talk about that, because that, again, is integrated in the continuum.
Right. Well, just to step back for a moment, President Daniels really had a vision, and he talked about it in his inaugural remarks. There were three things he focused on, and I joke that I'm only paid to remember one of them. And the one was really a focus on greater community engagement, that we are not just in Baltimore, but of Baltimore. And so he really created a team within Hopkins that would wake up in the morning and think about how can we improve the neighborhoods around the student campuses and go to bed at night thinking about it. So we've got four student campuses, Peabody, Homewood, and East Baltimore, and then a School of Business downtown. They don't really need our help. They're doing fine in those neighborhoods. And so the Peabody campus has never really seen Mount Vernon and Mount Vernon Place and the square and the monument as an extension of its campus. I mean, otherwise you would think it would be a wonderful amenity to teach in the park, to have concerts in the park. So Hopkins, working with an incredible group of volunteers, the Mount Vernon Place Conservancy and the institutions around the park, has been just working to first raise money. I mean, this has really been led by the Mount Vernon Place Conservancy. And Hopkins has helped with some lead gifts in the area of raising funds to help with immediate landscaping and programming and maintenance around the park. But the restoration of the monument has begun. It will be finished in 2015 in time for the major celebration for the 1812.
Yeah. It was the first monument to our great
president,
right?
It was the first monument to George Washington, yes.
It took forever to get built, I think, if I remember correctly.
I know what I do know about it was funded by a lottery. They sold lottery tickets, or maybe my historian friends might say that I said that wrong, but basically it was privately financed in part because they couldn't get entire money from the government.
That's interesting. And so why hasn't Peabody engaged the Mount Vernon area? That is a great opportunity.
Well, I think they have actually a few years back, if you remember. Peabody actually redesigned its campus so that it opened more onto Mount Vernon. That was the first step. It used to be fortress-like, but now there are doors that literally open onto Charles Street and open onto Mount Vernon Place. And Peabody has been a very strong supporter of this initiative from the beginning. And it was Peabody that provided this lead gift that ultimately raised about $100,000 to do the landscaping, maintenance, and programming within the park.